Yeah, I'm the mayor of the South because I was the only one. I was the first one paved the way for everybody, so I'm excited to be here. I love it. I love it because, I mean, when I started the business in 1986, you know, people thought I was crazy and they said the South would never be nothing. So to see what it's doing
South
today.
South is everything right now.
Yeah, I feel like Harriet Tubman. You know, going through the Underground Railroad and seeing how we were when we were being free. And free. So, I mean, you know, we're free. So it's a beautiful thing. 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 Beautiful thing.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy Kurt G.
And of course, it's E Green, and this week's show is brought to you by the baritone of King Killer.
What you say, in Coffee Brown?
Coffee Brown.
I'm just going to let all the listeners know this is a sick call. Last week it was Kurt G.
And I'm still on it a little bit.
You know what I mean? This week it's me. You know
I ain't going to do it.
Yeah, you ain't got to do it. Good thing you ain't in the lab with us, nigga. You might have had this shit.
Oh, I'd have been off that hospital mask.
Courtesy of my wifey.
Yeah, thanks, Ayana. Appreciate it.
Yeah, bringing that shit for her job. Got me in here still sounding kind of fucked up.
So,
but yeah, this nigga back here is on that Hackensack.
Damn, B.
Yeah, it's fucked up. So that's all right, though. That's all right. I'm that's how much I'm committed to y'all niggas and shit.
That's right, niggas.
So don't say I ain't do nothing for y'all niggas.
Can't say it now.
You send your cans of Campbell's soup, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Robitussin.
Exactly. First topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, are full-length albums still necessary in rap?
Oh.
Okay, because you got major, what they consider major stars. And this is from a Dick Ride blog, of course. Got people like Young Thug. Got people like Shamurder. And a host of niggas. Now, they may put out mixtapes, but there are major stars in today's commercial rap who have no albums. My question to the brothers on the panel is, are full-length albums really necessary?
Should I answer first?
Go right ahead, sir.
Okay, I say no, because if they're going to be putting out this garbage, we don't want it any damn way. So keep your full-length album. Continue to put out your mixtapes and do whatever you do. Single here, single there, get played on the radio. And I guess everybody's pretty much going to go the route of the Migos, because I still don't think they have a full-length album in the stores yet.
I still
get a lot of play on the radio through certain joints.
I think Migos do have a full-length album.
They got a lot of mixtapes. I don't think they have a deal. Like
right.
A label deal or nothing like that.
So, Swervin, did you need the full-length?
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and get at you on the opposite of Kurt G, because, let's see, 3 times 52 is about 150-something. 156, right?
Take your word for it, my brother.
And the reason why I say 156 is because we put at least 3 albums on the Hip Hop Digest show every week. So while you might have been asking commercially, my brain is disconnected to commercially, I think that albums are still necessary. I think they're still good. And I think that we prove it by finding those gems, Kurt G, and putting them on. And if people don't listen to them, that's their fault.
Well, that's true. Now
I'm not. I should have clarified that. I mean, by this commercial garbage shit, we don't need none of that shit to come out in full length albums.
Well, my point on that is that people don't necessarily have the talent. I mean, Young Thug and Shamurder and them niggas. I mean, they have hits, but them niggas really Chief Keef. These niggas don't really have the talent to be putting out full length joints.
I don't think they have the time either, because you know how quick that pendulum swings in the commercial rap world.
Oh, right. No doubt about it. I mean, Trinidad James is a good example and shit. Two, three summers ago, this nigga was all the rage. All the rage, and yes, Def Jam gave him some money and did the publicity signing, but a full-length album never came and shit. You know what I mean? So to me, it comes down to whether the question is it necessary on the commercial world, because the talent level is so shallow, these guys can't do it. anyway. You know what I mean? They'll put out a mixtape. There's no pressure on a mixtape. It's just a free giveaway. You know what I mean? But when it comes to selling records on a full length, I still think you have to have some type of quality. You know what I'm saying? Or you're going to be doing Frenchie, French Montana, pushing your image through doing dumb shit or other shit versus any records you put out. You know what I mean? Because you ain't really selling.
Right. So,
no doubt.
But as far as, again, there's plenty of reason for real hip hop albums to still exist.
Oh, I agree. Okay,
I agree with that. I agree with that. I mean, on a commercial level, no. Y'all niggas can stop wasting our time and stop wasting of the digital time with that bullshit.
Right, no
clogging
doubt.
Up the net.
Clogging the pipelines, nigga.
Shit. Next stop, we're going to Hip Hop Digest. This is for the corporate rapper fans. They are all buoyed and very happy about this. Nas says he no longer listens to Ether. The copy reads as the following. Nas recently stopped by the Angie Martinez show. The Queens native discussed the new documentary, which is going to be incredible. But he also talked about Ether. Somebody called up to Angel Martinez and was like, yo, play that Ether. It's incredible. Nas said, don't play it.
Wow.
I don't listen to it. I don't feel anything from it. Me and Hov good now. That shit's just old. Basically, I ain't fucking with it. Said that he don't listen to the Takeover either, which I know the corporate rapper fans hold up as their holy grail. While everybody else thinks Ether, but that's neither here nor there. So my question to you guys is, where's Nas going? Because I got another Nas topic right on the back of this. And to me, it's one of these things where Ether, the word Ether in itself is, again, that's tied to his legacy. Okay.
Yes.
Nobody ever says, oh, yo, so-and-so got took over. No, so-and-so got Ether. That's directly, that's Nas's legacy. Kirgy, what's the matter with Nasir Jones?
Nasir Jones is going to a happy place. I think that's where he's going. I think he's at his place in his life where he's trying to get rid of the negative and trying to hold on to positive things, which is a good thing if you can go there and be honest with it.
So the corporate rapper certainly and his fans of certainly are ready for those bruises to heal. It's one of the few things that the corporate rapper got caught on the button.
Oh, he got knocked out.
You know what I mean? It's one of the few things. You know what I mean? I know his fans are buoyed by that. Swerving. What's wrong with Nasir Jones?
I mean, you know, it's his personal preference. I don't necessarily think that we have to turn it off just because he said that. It's like, okay, I took a shit and I flushed it. You guys can go back in the toilet and drain and get it if you want to. I mean, that's stupid. I mean, I don't understand why the comment was made. I mean, if he personally doesn't want to listen to Life's a Bitch, does that mean we can't listen to it anymore? Does that mean it's trash? Does it mean it doesn't exist?
No, I think it's one of these things where I think anything that involves the corporate name, image, you know, Nas is going to take the politically correct approach. Actually, I'm going to move forward to the next Nasir Jones topic.
Well, I personally don't want to listen to Uchi Wally.
Well,
yeah, there you go.
I love that beat, though.
I guess the beat's okay. It's just that it's niggas was coming real lame on that.
Yeah,
one
I feel you. No doubt. Like, oh, that's real. So you're saying it would have been a better use if he'd have said Uchi Wally?
Yeah.
I got you.
I would agree with that one.
Okay, I got you. Next up, we're going to Hip Hop Digest. We're going to get right in here. Nas says Iggy Azalea is an intelligent woman that loves hip hop.
Nas said that.
And that falls under, should have been.
A happy place, B. Yeah, in a happy place.
I mean, that falls under Down Goes Another One. You know, Questlove with this shit, you know, this, we sent hip hop out to the world and this is how it comes back. And now Nas, with an implicit or even lukewarm saying that she's an intelligent woman that loves hip hop. Azalea doesn't know anything about hip hop, first of all.
Well, B, I'm going to stop short of saying she doesn't know anything. I don't know her intelligence level.
Okay, she may be intelligent. She's certainly intelligent enough to make a career and have made in her first hit record to probably make several million dollars this year. You know, that's cool, but let me repeat what I said. Iggy Azalea doesn't know anything about hip-hop. Hip-hop doesn't have any standards. So that's why it's easy to come in and step all over this shit.
Well, hip-hop's got plenty of standards. The rap bullshit.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay, I stand corrected. Rap music, commercial rap doesn't have any standards. So it's a very easy platform to come in and step all over this shit. Okay? And you make a name for yourself. Now, anybody, and I've always said this, maintain this. Anybody who is making a living in rap, including Nasir Jones, to a certain extent is kind of compromised. Okay? What Nas is saying, and from his perspective, she raps on the record, she put the record out, she's selling units, she's doing tours, she has number one hits. That's what Nasir Jones wants for himself.
He had that already.
Yeah, but he wants to continue to have it. And why turn off Iggy Azalea fans, who, by the way, ain't fucking with Nas anyway?
He's too old for them.
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, you know, that's what I'm saying. He comes from the same place as Questlove, you know.
He's in that happy place. He wants to maintain. He wants to give you that woosah.
Which goes into part B of this. And this is really for you, Swervin.
All right.
You got your man, Big B, who often writes in that we look at commercial MCs or not even commercial MCs, that we look at success as a bad thing.
First off, Big B, shout out. Happy birthday. No, it's your birthday weekend.
Oh, that's what's up. Happy birthday. Yeah.
But I don't think we ever addressed that before. I mean, we kind of like slid through that, but there is no issue with success in hip hop or rap, for that matter. We've said it time and time again that we are never going to be mad about these young dudes getting this quick cash. Get it all. We've said it. Go back in the annals and we said it over and over and over.
Please
get that money.
But don't call that shit hip hop if it's not.
Right. That's it.
Well, I believe it in depth. I think somewhat to a certain extent. I'm not going to call it a curse, but I'm going to call it my formal training. See, my formal training in hip hop is that you had to be selective on what you bought. See, it wasn't like today where you put out a single, the Shamoney or the Murder Dance or whatever they call that shit.
Shamoney.
And then
hot nigga.
Yeah, hot nigga. And then you're international superstar. You had to be very selective. So when you went to that record store and the record store owner was frogging, nigga, you ain't listening to shit. You better pick up with pick up rap, nigga. You had to be very selective. That means you had to buy quality. I'm just saying, I think it's our formal training in hip hop. Today, you don't have to be concerned with quality as you pick up your free music. It's just free. So it's not a matter of poo-pooing success. It's just a matter of I'm still very selective at what I pick up, even if it's free.
Right.
You know what I mean? So along with that, I'm just going to go right into the next topic. You know, Riff Raff.
Damn.
Who comes in. Right. That's what I'm saying. See, this is what I'm getting to. See, I'm talking about successful guys.
B, you're sick, right?
I am.
Yeah, B. You went straight into the riffraff.
From Nas to riffraff.
Well, no. I went from Iggy Azalea to riffraff.
Oh, yeah.
But just to bring the point home, you know,
is her name riffraff too?
That, well, she is riffraff, but the point I'm saying is these are successful folks. So you're saying, damn, we poo-poo success. Riffraff is saying that I'm more of a worldwide global icon than a rapper. Okay?
Bye.
Well, yeah. Ultimately, you know, bye. See you. Never come back. I understand that. But this is what we're getting to. So we should be patting these mofos on the back? we should be talking about, well, you know, Riff Raff, his job paid. He live out L.A. in a mansion, and he go with a supermodel.
Good for him.
I mean, damn. Good job. Good I mean, job. This is what I'm talking about. So, you know.
You got a dog and a cat, too?
I don't know. My question is that when guys like that, anyway, Riff Raff's debut, Neon Icon, is in stores now, Big B, if you want to go out and buy that. We on the Hip Hop Digest examine this shit, and I find it interesting to where, you know, somebody has the opinion of that we don't really fuck with successful guys. Certainly, we don't play platinum guys who sell records on this show.
That's my rule. I'll take the blame for that.
Well, it doesn't matter, but I'm just saying. it doesn't matter, but I'm just saying. So, is it better for us to be more congenial to an Iggy Azalea just because she got success? But Iggy Azalea don't know nothing about hip hop. I don't give a fuck what Nas says. And then you go from Iggy Azalea to a guy like Riff Raff, who already is like, oh my God, I'm beyond rap. I'm a worldwide icon. The next time you think of the corporate rapper, you better think about me too. We're equal. I mean, that's what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? At least the corporate rapper.
How much helium was in that balloon before he inhaled it?
Well, I'm just saying. That's what I'm saying. Commercial rap has no standards. I mean, at least the corporate rapper has got a classic under his belt. And it has a bevy of official hip-hop hits. At least the corporate has that. You know, Riff Raff is a fucking clown.
Fully. Yo, B, did you ever see this kid? Like, for real, not just his records. Did you ever see him and watch his... He is, to me, like, the epitome of a white minstrel, B.
Actually, you know what? That's a very good description of him as a white minstrel. I give you that. That's 100.
So he's over-exaggerated.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, way over-exaggerated. You know what I mean? So he actually is a white minstrel. So that's not getting on Big B or even a guy like Average Bro who sometimes chime in on that. That's just not getting on them. I'm just saying, yo, you know, when you talk about success, I'm going to talk about successful folks, okay? And how much credibility do we want to give these folks for being successful versus their talent? That's all. That's my final question. And you guys can, you know, do your thing on Twitter to eat color if you got any shit on that. Next question on Hip Hop Digest is not really rap related, but it is gang related.
Oh, my gosh.
Chris Brown calls TMZ's Harvey Levin the devil.
He might be.
Now, this isn't about TMZ or Harvey Levin. That's just the title and shit. But TMZ is reporting that Chris Brown's girlfriend and his family members are concerned with the singer's gang affiliation that may hurt his career and or his life. Apparently, young Chris Breezy is taking his gang shit real serious, my nigga. What's good, Swervin?
Well, I mean, I just saw that this week, too, that his mom was looking for help. Is his father alive? Is this like...
I don't know nothing about that.
I don't know. Maybe he just don't know him. I don't know.
Yeah, because it's just... I mean, all I hear about is his mom. You know what I'm saying? For real. And if his father's not around, then I'm sorry about that. But there's, you know, there's got... I mean, I know how it is. There's a lot of females running these families out here in our country, our black community.
Up, by the way.
But you cannot... Tell me there ain't no uncle, cousin, older, whatever, that can't get at this dude. You can't tell me that. So,
Swervin, let me ask you a question.
Gag.
You got a young son, and this goes for Kerr G too. You both got young sons in their 20s.
Yep.
How much are you really gonna, let's say you see your young son, but he's in his 20s. Matter of fact, they both over 21. Kobe's what, 25?
He'll be 25 next week.
And young Adonis is how old?
23.
Okay, young Adonis. So you got young guys' sons. See, you both of your sons, you see them wilding a little bit. How much can you really come up to your sons and drop jewels or otherwise?
Oh, me? 100%.
You're going to go to a grown young Kobe.
Yes, sir.
And hit him directly.
On the button.
Swervin?
Bank, well, bank.
I'm gonna be right with you, and I'm gonna give you an example. And it's even deeper than that because you know my story, right?
Yeah. But I'm just
folks, I'm building here because you know, me and Adonis, we came into each other's lives late in the game.
No doubt. Right.
So he was already in the world being a respectable young man as it is.
Right.
But there was this, and I hope you don't get mad at me for saying it, but it's the truth. There was this Twitter situation. He was somewhat of a Twitter head, right?
Okay.
And, being a young man, there was certain language he was using and all kind of stuff. And we all know that he's also off to, trying to do this other kind of career where, every word is picked upon.
No doubt.
So I brought it to his attention. I said, simple. I wasn't like, yo, nigga, don't be putting that shit out there, nothing like that. I said, I was no more tactful because of who he is. I was like, you might want to be careful what you're saying out there because people are looking always. And one word that you don't mean to say can end it. And he made a comment to me that in January is when I said, he's like, in January, I'm going to stop doing that. I'm not going to get on. And he did it. So it wasn't a matter of me being rah-rah per se. But if I needed to be rah-rah in a situation, I would. So,
okay. And me as well will directly, my son will attest to this on many, many, many occasions. I have gotten at him directly, whether he was a grown-ass man or not, because I just, the type of person that I am, I'm going to get directly at you. And it's got me in plenty of heat in my life because I get directly at people all the fucking time. So that's the only way I know how to get at people. Is direct.
So Chris Brown and his mom is looking for somebody to get at him. Unfortunately, gang members has his attention right now.
I'm happy for his mom, though. It's good to know that somebody in his life and his girlfriend at this moment, should I say,
right,
is actually cares for him and wants to see him doing better.
So certainly, and like I said, it's not really hip hop related. I mean, Chris Brown, we know he's rapping now, but. We certainly, the Hip Hop Digest, I think I speak for my other, we don't want anything to happen to this young man.
I
mean?
Especially over this dumb shit. This
right, you did.
I got at this nigga directly. I know he didn't hear what the fuck I said, but if he needs somebody to get him directly, I will do that.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I have no problem doing it.
Indeed. So, no doubt. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Sheik Looch, who's getting interviewed, and he confirmed that. You got the Locks, you got G-Unit, and you got Dipset could be combining for a tour. So last week we talked about possible Rockefeller reunion. And we talked about how these guys probably needed the guap. But it looks like maybe they're going to bypass the corporate and figure you can get a festival. So let's say they add state property. They get the Philly niggas, although they didn't mention them, but they could. Add the Philly niggas, state property. You got Dipset, and it's Jimmy and them niggas. The Locks, of course. And G-Unit. Bypassing the corporate and all get together. You could do some major touring on that. You know what I mean?
First off, it is 50 showing up with the G-Unit cats.
I think 50's going to show up with them niggas.
Is Cam showing up with the Dipset cats?
Well, he would have to. Cam ain't too dumb to see. If you got 8 cities... Figure New York, figure Philly, you figure Atlanta, figure a date in Florida, Texas, a couple in Cali. That's good money right there. But yes, 50 will show up. Cam will show up. Those niggas are going to show up.
Ain't going to get paid. Because 50 and Cam taking all the money.
Oh.
50 and Cam is going to take all the money.
Oh. Wow.
Because they are the headliners. 50's got albums under his belt. Major hit albums on top of that.
Okay, that's true, but I mean, the Locks are pretty, that's a pretty big group. Now, I'm not saying that cats aren't going to, I'm not saying that Petey Crack isn't going to take less money.
And I'm not saying Petey Crack than most of them niggas.
That's true. And I'm not saying that certain cats, Freaky Zeke, or I don't know if he's in jail or whatever, these niggas and Dipset, I don't follow them. I'm not saying that Joel Santana ain't going to take less money. But so you saying 50, you saying Cam, maybe Jimmy is going to take the lion's share of guap.
Yep. Because they got the most albums out, the most hit records. So, yes.
Which could end the tour. These is funny. Now, let me ask you a question, Swervin. Mm-hmm. This is just, again, this is fantasy tour talk. It's almost like fantasy football. This is fantasy tour talk. Number one, would you like to see that tour? And number two, do you would even think it's possible for all of those groups? Because I think Cam and 50 would show up just to despite the corporate rapper anyway. Could it be a success? And would you like to see it?
It probably could be a success, but I have no interest personally. I mean, it might be a record or two, but I'm not going to go to a concert to hear a record or two. You know what I'm saying?
Be honest with you, I would like to see that tour. I think that would be a fun tour. I think it would be a fun tour because the motivation. Every last one of them motherfuckers, except for the Locks, got beef with corporate. Am I correct on that?
Pretty much.
And they're going to do it despite that nigga, which means that they're going to put on a pretty good show. You know what I mean?
Well, you get a pretty good show for a couple dates until niggas start figuring out the paperwork.
Right.
Until niggas start saying, wait a minute, I ain't got no checks yet. Wait a minute, didn't the promoter pay? I thought they gave us money for the last show.
Meanwhile, Cam and 50,
who will already have major WAP in their hands,
is counting.
Going to take from the niggas like PD Crack and them. Like, you can't give them all the fucking dough. 50 could do the tour for free. That's how much dough he's already got just to make money for other niggas. He could do that. I'm not asking him to do that. And he shouldn't do it, really, because, nigga, if I'm out here doing it, I should get paid. But I'm just saying what he could do.
Damn. You know what? As a hip-hop digest, I'm just putting that out there. Like you said, these guys will probably never hear that shit. But we have a whining. I hope this isn't audible in the show. But anyway, I digress.
If you hear it, it's audible.
Reverend Manning, I hear
it. Yeah. Wow. I have no idea what that is.
Oh, it stopped.
There we go. So I'm sorry about
the
that brief.
Was going off.
Yeah, sorry about that brief interruption. But anyway, I, again, repeating, I would like to see that tour. I would like to see it only because these guys would be out there really giving a good show despite the corporate. And that would be their motivation. Granted, the tour may not end because of infighting and people not getting paid. Certainly, I see that. So, indeed. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest. I love this topic. Eric Sermon says, there's no bringing New York back.
Damn.
Somebody asked Eric Sermon, actually
saying what should have been said.
Well, yeah. Eric Sermon was getting interviewed and about the whole bring New York back. And Eric Sermon said, after the breakup of EPMD in the early 90s, he moved to Atlanta. He's been living there ever since. And he said, there's one thing that you don't understand is that as a New Yorker coming from the Golden Age, living in Atlanta, he seen how Atlanta niggas were always going to do them. And he understood that, but how they looked at New York. And they looked at New York in the same way. And I've heard Scarface say this, too. They looked at New York as the standard. It wasn't that the Ghetto Boys or anybody from down south wasn't going to represent their area. But they always looked at New York as the standard. How most of the country looks at New York now is a joke for the following reasons. Because New York niggas are now acting like Atlanta niggas. Or acting like down south niggas. And those niggas is looking at New York like, bitch, y'all motherfuckers is copying us. We don't give a flying fuck about
y'all.
Did you have
to hit him with the pimp hand off the stop? He was like, bitch.
I'm just telling you.
Y'all niggas better get my money right.
That's Eric Sermon. He said, man, I've been living in Atlanta since the early 90s. I said, I've seen the transition. Nobody down south respects those New York cats. That means ASAP Rocky. That means Frenchie. That means Shmurder. Or whatever the fuck his name is.
You got it.
None of them niggas. No, I mean, everybody you can think of who do down south music, who was born and raised in the Bronx, gets no respect. And they may sell a certain amount.
Though.
Go ahead, B.
I feel like I took the other pill this morning or something because, you know, this reminds me of hip hop is dead. When hip hop was never dead, it was just something to say, and it made Nas relevant at that point in time. Not that he wasn't relevant, but it made him the spotlight saying that. Hip hop is not dead. It ain't never been dead. And New York ain't never been gone nowhere. I'm just start saying hip hop. Hip hop is around. You just got to find it.
If but people Eric
think,
Sermon.
Wait. But if Eric Sermon keep getting caught up in the commercial, then yes, he'll think what he's thinking and care about all that. There are hip hop artists in New York making music. There are hip hop artists in Oklahoma somewhere making music. Odyssey is going all over the world making music.
Swerving.
It's like I'm tired of people saying hip hop is gone or dead or
swerving.
Whatever. Yes, sir.
But that's the second part. Eric Sermon said the exact same thing you just said. He's like, hip hop ain't never went nowhere in New York. He said there's plenty of New York artists that's making and always made 100% hip hop. He said it's New York radio that switched.
There you go. Okay. Yes.
No, Eric Sermon.
Swervin was up there premature.
Right. Yeah, he did. Yeah, he shot off early.
give me 15 minutes, baby. I'll be right back.
So Eric Sermon did say that at the end. I'm sorry, I was long-winded. I didn't get around to that. So he agrees with you. You know what I mean? Like you said, I think a lot of this bring hip hop, this New York back, is amongst our commercial brethren.
Right. Those that want to attach themselves to what's commercial. Oh, yeah. Everything coming out of New York is going to sound like what's coming out of the South.
Right. That's
because Migos and niggas like that are hot. Well, right now. So they're going to have to, in order to compete with them,
they're
on a commercial level, they have to do what they do.
They're trying to convince Ebro, Rosenberg, Charlamagne the God, Envy. They're trying to convince them niggas to play New York hip hop when it's out there. And all those people I named, they know what hip hop is, but they trying to convince all of them niggas to bring it back. And they never will. And Eric Sermon ended it. That's dumb. That's stupid. You ain't never, ever going to bring New York back because it ain't never went nowhere. So shout out to Eric Sermon for bringing the pain and the truth.
Because these niggas ain't making New York hip hop. Don't make New York gone. It just means that the niggas that got a commercial face and the ones that want to be the tops ain't making what hip hop is.
No doubt. Next couple of topics and shit. If you had that, if we had sound effects running, you could drop that Law and Order bells and shit.
Jung jung.
Yeah, exactly. Big Pun. His mother reportedly was involved in a bank robbery.
Jeez.
The struggle continues and must be real for Big Pun's family. There are reports that Big Pun's mother attempted to rob a Wells Fargo bank in Florida. Gail Simpson, 63, of Homestead, is accused of robbing a Wells Fargo bank branch located at 8550 24th Street.
Damn,
in Homestead,
dude.
Florida.
Dang, going back to the 1940s and shit, putting out addresses.
This nigga put it all out there.
Damn.
Simpson allegedly walked into the bank around 3:30 p.m. and demanded money from the bank employee. Federal officials said she got away with an undisclosed amount of cash. We just talked about this shit.
This nigga just read off the whole shit. Like he works for the fucking AP or something.
Dateline, Florida.
I'm just tired at 1:58.
I'm just saying, B. We just talked about this shit last week.
Who robbed a bank these days, dude?
His Pun's mother, yo. You know where he got that thug shit from, son. God damn.
I mean,
but you can't rob no bank.
She's like, fuck it, bareface, bitch.
You
give me
even
my
rob 7-Eleven. Let alone a bank.
She went in.
B, I'm gonna give Fat Joe a pass because I think if you're dealing with people with that type of mentality, I don't think even if Fat Joe wrote a check for $1 million, it would be enough.
Not if she's trying to get at Wells Fargo.
Damn, yo. Moms, yo. Not,
yeah.
He said moms.
Yeah, I feel sorry.
Moms has got to at least be in her 60s.
63 years old. I actually feel sorry for that whole situation, but right now I'm going to give Fat Joe a pass because I don't think Fat Joe can write enough money And certainly Big Pun's legacy in hip hop is solid, you know, but, you know, unfortunately, you know, he doesn't have, you know, the Valletta Wallace situation where, you know, she's in
Ma Dukes.
Yeah, Ma Dukes. He doesn't have that situation where there's people taking care of the legacy. You know, the appropriate royalties are getting paid. Unfortunately, Big Pun, it looks like that situation is not the case. So.
Damn, yo, moms?
Yeah, it's unfortunate. Yeah, it's
a good thing, boy. But niggas talking about Pun's mom back in the day got their ass whipped.
So. The next Law and Order situation that comes through would be just this pure D dumb shit. Too Short brings a loaded gun into the airport. Transportation Security Administration employee noticed a handgun while going through the baggage scanner. Upon noticing the firearm, the rapper was approached and then fled the building, leaving his belongings behind. Later was arrested and cited on misdemeanor possession of a loaded handgun in a public place. That's your boy, Too Short.
He must have had a license for the gun. They got it for misdemeanor.
Okay, maybe he had a license for the gun, but come on, B.
Hold on a second.
Come on.
What the fuck? Ain't Too Short the guy that was running from the police and fell and all that kind of stuff?
I was about to mention that.
Come on, man.
Yo. Okay, and I'm just saying.
Short's damn near 50, yo.
Short is in his 50s.
Wow.
So what I'm saying is that.
Yeah, we just talked about Pun's mom. So some niggas just got the mentality, yo, that they just like, fuck it, I don't care, whatever.
This is well past 9/11, and you know you can't bring firearms. Hell, you can't even bring toothpaste.
Yeah, right. You got to bring a small tube
or whatever. You know what I mean? And shit, you can't even bring that. How you gonna bring a firearm to the airport, swerving?
I that does not compute, B. You can't bring a bottle of water on a plane.
Maybe they don't even want no fucking grub, B. Period.
I'm talking basic bottle of spring water you can't take on an airplane. So a gun, I mean, how do you forget that there's a gat in your pocket, well, in your bag or whatever?
That's why that nigga took off running.
Oh, indeed. No doubt. So, I mean, I guess for good thing for Too Short is A number one, like you said, he must have had a license because he was charged with a misdemeanor. And I guess maybe because they caught him at the airport security. Once you got past the airport security, that's probably felony area.
Well, he got more time.
Probably pre-airport security or something like that. It's probably, you know, oh, wait a minute, there's a gun, sir. And then Too Short bounced. So, I don't know. You know, shout out to Too Short. It's hard for me to imagine somebody who's in their 50s wilding like that, yo.
Age ain't nothing but a number, B.
Mm. Yeah, we see that, B. This nigga need to holler at Usain Bolt, though. Learn how to run from motherfuckers because he get caught every time.
Yeah, he
do. Oh, my goodness.
No doubt. So, the last topic on the Hip Hop Digest, before we get out of here, and I know we talked a lot of Nas, and I got sort of one more Nas. The Nas documentary is available on iTunes and at a local film festival near you if you're interested in seeing that. And because we were talking about the intersection of commercially successful guys versus quality. If you were around at that time when Illmatic dropped,
wow.
And 20 years later, it's a documentary and everybody's lauding the fact that it's one of the most, you know, perfect hip hop records ever made. And no one's really arguing that. But what I want to put out there is that when Illmatic dropped, Illmatic didn't sell. It's funny that 20 years later that we're celebrating Illmatic on an album that didn't sell. Now, eventually it sold over the year. It's been 20 years. But during the introduction, it didn't matter that Q-Tip, Pete Rock, Large Professor, DJ Premier, et cetera, was producing beats.
That's crazy, B.
Kurt G said earlier the album should have sold 20 million copies. Because it was the best.
B, that album was completely.
Biggie Smalls, who's in the lab with Q-Tip, saying, Tip, nah, the beats, I need that Illmatic. But people, let's be clear. Let's put it out there 100. Illmatic didn't sell. And yet we're celebrating it 20 years later. And again, I just want to bring that up as a last topic to reiterate. It's always best to celebrate the best in art versus the most successful. Let me tell you something, my nigga. Domino and them niggas, when Illmatic dropped, was fucking dominating and selling a lot of motherfucking records.
Sweet potato pie.
I'm just putting that out there. I'm just being real,
I
son.
I like that joint, dude. That's what potato pie jam was my joint. I'm not even going to front on it.
Yeah, but you ain't going to make
I'm
it
not, hell no, it's not a classic. Not like that Nas joint. Talking about Biggie Smalls. I let my tape rock till my tape pop on that Nas joint.
So,
that shit
so this is what I'm saying. So, again, you know, I just remember a lot of other people dominating the charts when Illmatic dropped, and they certainly got a pat on the back for being successful. But 20 years later, a fantastic documentary and a celebration of the best in art. Let me reiterate, the Hip Hop Digest, we talk about what's wrong and we play what's right.
That's what we do.
Kirk G, you got your shit together?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Kirk G's Albums of the Week.
All right. This week, we got Ed OG, After All These Years, and Dark Mind, Anti the Villain, EP, Volume 2. I think that's Anti the Villain, Anti the Lovian. But anyway, it's got fire on there. And the instrumental joint is Lewis Parker, The Puzzle, Episode 2, The Glass Ceiling.
Well, I'm interested to hear that Ed OG.
Ed OG, oh yeah, he got some joints on there. Thinking about Pete Rock, production on there.
Okay. Swervin, you got any leftover social media?
Of course, of course. Shout out to DJ Q who hollered at us. So,
yes, definitely DJ Q.
Get at us for a minute like that. It's all good. I guess probably people have seen it already, but I finally got to meet Common. And we got a verbal for an interview, so we're going to dig into that and see if we can make that happen. Oh. Hopefully he won't curse us.
Yeah, no doubt.
But, there's also, I'm looking at the email right now, T-Bear 180.
Oh, we haven't heard anything from T-Bear in a minute.
That was
It says, peace, fellas. This is a track that my guy B-Rich did, and he asked me to put some cuts on it. Check it out, Homicide Rhyme. So I'll send that to y'all, Killer and Kurt. I'll send that to y'all when we get finished here.
Okay.
So we can see what T-Bear 183, because he's got the 3. It used to be just T-Bear 180, right?
No, it was always 183.
Well, I'm tripping. It's the Matrix. It's early. We don't normally record this early. And Kurt had to wake me up anyway. But anyway.
Yeah.
yeah, so we'll check it out, T-Bear. And I'll see what's good.
And shout out to Travis Moss, too, because you almost got flushed, my brother.
Yeah, that's my bad. I didn't tell the brothers that you and I had been corresponding, but
yeah,
we got
you. Didn't respond, so we was about to pick another name out of the hat.
Would have made a lot of people happy.
Yeah.
No doubt. So we look forward to chatting with Travis Moss. So anyway. Oh,
yeah. One last thing. I was baffled. Maybe people don't care. Maybe we ain't nobody besides us three, but I did a new Instagram for Hip Hop Digest Show, so I know people have been asking for video, and you know you two over there, you don't get down, but we got a new Instagram.
We producers by trade. We like to be behind the scenes.
Yeah, indeed.
You will be on certain situations, so just grin and bear it, bees. Hip Hop Digest, or is it at Hip Hop Digest Show on Instagram, so you can check it out. There's some few pictures and whatnot, so go ahead over there.
That's what's up, no doubt. So, hey, that's it. That's all. We'll see y'all when we see you. Peace.
What?
Peace.
Now this ain't funny. raise your beer glass. I'm out in the woods, follow the deer tracks, but watch out for wolves, hunters, and bear traps.
I'm sarcastic over the top, you dumb fuckers. Like Shook Knight in the game, me and Luke Blood Brothers. Yeah. Go hard like butter left out of the fridge, uncovered. Take Mother Teresa to the steeple, nunchucker. My boy, yes, none other. Flow tighter than you rappers wearing nut huggers. Rum chugger, blum puffer, came to make this whole planet rock. Caprica, yeah. Bum butter.
I got 3 kids and a four-wheeler.
Pimpin'.
I eat donuts and tortillas. Ain't nobody more realer. Class got it going on like the show's about to start. I'm trying to stay afloat up on this ocean like Noah's Ark. Welcome to the Terror Zone. With bitches I prepared to bone, show it all like Sarah Stone. But I'm chilling here at home, and I'm a happy fellow. I hit a baritone and make my girl falsetto.
Now this ain't funny, so don't you dare laugh. If you're from the east, then raise your beer glass. I'm out in the woods, follow the deer tracks, but watch out for wolves, hunters, and bear traps.
West coast,
stand up,
where you at?
Down south,
stand up,
where you at?
Up north,
stand up,
he represent with every paragraph. My dick strong, your dick weak. My dick grown, your dick shrink. Old chicks wink when I go and sink. They go OMG for this old MC. Why shout out you? You don't shout out me. Judging books by the cover, you don't know about me. Yes, my lines be grosser than an old ho seat. We're more potency than the trees we grow out east.
Hey yo, it's time for some action like the Navy SEALs. I don't wanna hit the club though like baby seals. I grew up in the 80s when it was crazy real. When rappers never showed off the mouth, they aimed to kill. Don't be mad cause I sound a bit sarcastic. The lyricals and visuals, we give a graphic. I got my backpack packed, practicing this black magic. It's half-life, bitch, but we don't ever half-ass it.
This ain't funny, so don't you dare laugh. If you're from the east, then raise your beer glass. I'm out in the woods, follow the deer tracks. But watch out for wolves, hunters, and bear traps.
West coast,
stand up,
where you at?
Down south,
stand up,
where you at?
Up north,
stand up,
where you at? Represent with every paragraph.
We go,
we live,
we smoke,
over the top,
we joke,
we spit,
and we go,
over the top,
we work,
we play,
and we aim,
over the top,
we think,
and we drink,
over the top.
If you ain't never been to the woods, don't ever come to the woods, cause you wouldn't understand the woods, so stay the fuck out of the woods. Sarcasm.
The beef goes on.
Still fighting.
Listen. You used to hug him, used to love him. He's bugging, he's transformed to an abusive husband. You got 2 kids, 4 cars, 2 cribs. And the scars you hid when he cracked a few ribs. He left with old lies, he's back with new fibs. A penitentiary nigga who loves to bid. What a tangled web we weave. It's hard to believe that you a diva who just won't catch the fever to leave. While good niggas line up to interview and sign up, seems you won't learn till you wind up murked out. No chance that it'll work out. And you was much better off kicking a jerk out and starting over. But his hold on you's tighter than a cobra. So man up, poke your chest out like a soldier. You're growing older, the world's getting colder. Remember I told you it was over. Beef goes on. Breaking up, no making up, on. And the beef goes on. Keep breaking up, no making up, on. When you were younger, under your bed there was a monster. Between your legs where he wants you, he haunts you. Still to this day, you got little to say about the nightmares you kept that left you whittled away. As a little girl, fell victim as a littlest prey. But you shut up, now you're grown up, all fucked up. Shame tucked, slipping through your heart.
Nowadays the same stuff is ripping you apart. You 26 trying to get rich quick. High heels, lipstick, sliding down poles. They don't call you miss now, they call you this bitch. That bitch, bend over backwards, throw a dial at you and that's it. You've been bruised and scraped, abused and raped. Your soul drained from cocaine and dudes and snakes. Somebody had a walking day inside your shoes and shake. It's like you never had a chance to choose or fake.
The beat goes on. Keep breaking up, no making up on. And the beat goes on. Keep breaking up, no making up on. Said, baby, I'm a changed man. Can never be the same, man. You try to get in jerk with the same hand. Ready to switch up your game plan. Cause he don't wanna act like your main man. It's time for rings to exchange hands. And forever wear wedding bands. It's hard to imagine the cause and the action that might have caused the attraction. She thinking, how he gonna play me now? He crazy foul, plus we got a baby now. It's like she by herself on her own. Cause he don't ever help when he home. He jet out like he's on flights. Come back home and start mad fights. The love dimming like a hall light. Cause it ain't never gonna be alright.
Keep breaking up, no making up on. And the beef goes on. Keep breaking up, no making up on.
Jigga, no 50, no Diddy, it's really no Biggie. And clearly since Christopher gone, whoever claimed they run a new Yiddy could get the baton. Well fuck it, I got track shoes, I paid rap dues. I've been the spitter since RZA niggas the cash rules. I'm known to act fool over the snare and kick the stupid dope shit in your ear. But you don't hear me though, the addicts is dead, the status is clear. Had summer slammed out in Madison Square. I'm erratic and rare, grammatical flair. Guess I'm on my nature boy. I show them the love and still ain't one to hate the boy. The top back with the prettiest dimes and pin lines till the city is mine. Just the city of giants, word to Andre and LT. Nigga, you broke, what the fuck you trying to tell me?
In the city of giants, no license, pull up in a hearse while I'm hustlers collecting on the first. In the city of giants, see me straight from the gutter and the curb. All you got is your balls and your words. In the city of giants,
turn it out to the point of no return. Well, you could barely point at what you heard.
In the city of giants,
turn it out to the point of no return. Well, you could barely point at what you heard.
And it's say
you rap out of your league. Act about us indeed. Two for one, two and done. Tag out if you need. Shit'll get you boxed in. Max out on your team. So you climbing out of the ropes. Trap house on the beat. There's no escaping it. Ha, smell the aroma of the waiting list. Paraphernalia, how to rock. Cook on a plate with it. Smell, rock, cooking. Chain of command. Tie words by words with the wave of a hand. Say that I stand on my own too. Never had the old who, what, when, where, or why. Just how I'm supposed to. Belts in the air. Needed, I get help from the chair. Get a ring, girls, help from the rare. Everybody pin game real until it push to me. And keeping it real goes wrong like they was Booker T. Know who we coming for when throwing our rep around. Same as forever, it's whatever now. Talk to us.
No license, pull up in the hearse while I'm hustlers collecting on the first. In the city of giants, see me straight from the gutter and the curb. All you got is your balls and your words. In the city of giants,
turn it out to the point of no return. Well, you could barely point at what you heard.
In the city of giants,
turn it out to the point of no return. Well, you could barely point at what
yeah,
you heard.
I've been doing this here for years. It made made me an animal. I don't throw shots or swing a bat at your cantaloupe. Serenade your bitch like my name was Barry Manilow. Sketch a masterpiece like Michelangelo. Young boy, I'm a gangster, do as I please. Pull a plug on these corny overrated MCs. I'm no hater, I'm a moneymaker, paper generator. I'ma climb through the stairs or the elevator. Sky's the limit, if you timid, you finish. Gotta be in it to win it, yeah, that's how you get it. Hard work pays off, grind with no days off. And when you tired, you grind even more. Rap phenomenon, eighth wonder of the world. This heavyweight shit, the pressure might make you Earl. Man up or get dealt with pronto. Smoke these bum niggas like Fonto.
One. No license, pull up in a hearse while them hustlers collecting on the first.
In the city of giants.
See me straight from the gutter and the curb. All you got is your balls and your words.
In the city of giants.
Turn it out to the point of no return. Where you could barely point at what you heard.
In the city of giants.
Turn it out to the point of no return. Where you could barely point at what you heard.
In the city of giants.
Groomed in the boonies verbally, so I spit it well. Student of promise, fame, Wayne on the boom bap. Aided out the pages, Ezekiel, I consumed that. Kept my cassettes queued up for new stuff, the rude rough. Fail I connect the record, yet could do nothing. True buff, greater precision, dope of Harris, scale I. Bust your whole fucking discussion with percussion and tarry nil. Sensei impressed, you see me with the best, who could've guessed? As I bashed in orderly fashion and passed the test. Impressed, master led me beside a river. Told me how to make an adobe as he showed me how to hide a nigga. Gentle waters rippled the polywog. Quickie flick of rattan fan, sick I hit it like I'm dollar raw. The fists so vicious, a begging boy. Scars never healed hard, and from the spar and I kept rocking joy. How not to topple that birdcage? See Blackie had the knack to flip a summy back flip at 96, an absurd age. Mikey did offer me venom that I might mount the stage in a rage, rock and put it in him. He taught me nature, recording the plan. What the measure of a man is, he demanded I understand. How pressure pointers and mesh with gland. Never ever given to enemy, praise God, love fam. Water my brother, my mother, the land. Whether DJ or band, hop a slam as an Elton Brand. At the pavilion, he'd honor me grand. As I reach to touch and snatch the tamarind from out of his hand.
Brothers on Albany Ave that was faking jacks, but the ones the strong will survive. Word up.
This jam is dedicated to brothers like me. It's not a mystery. We're dealing with reality. I was young and everything was going cool, but then I graduated, then I went to high school. It was alright despite the drugs and fights, the ignorant teachers who spoke to us impolite. The ninth grade was the last grade I saw. I was off the school, then I stopped at the front door. I saw my peoples in the front, rolling dice, smoking blunts. Forget about school, let's go to lunch. It wasn't only me, so my mind said, hey, we rolled 20 deep, did the same things every day. In the front, the back, the girls put the fact that we stayed fresh and kept a money sack. It went from days to months to years. We're still in the front, watching our graduating peers. Now I know and understand that there will be others. That's why I dedicated this jam to my brothers.
Let's keep it going, big square,
don't stop.
Let's keep it going, big square,
don't stop.
I'll keep it going big swag.
It don't stop.
So we can stack the center blocks and take it
stop.
To the top.
It don't stop. It don't stop.
Things got worse, I dropped out totally. I chilled for a year, tried to go back for my GED. But I was lost, my mind fell of course. Tried to jump on my horse, my mind couldn't stand the force to get me motivated to be on school grounds. Instead of that, I'd rather chill with the girl in lounge. Feet kicked up, watching video chicks. And crooked to myself like everything was going great. It wasn't great, I hate my mistake. I faked and chill, but I was getting told life is real. I didn't comprehend or understand my mother's plan. Life is hard in the ghetto for a black man. She tried to make me here so I could prepare and get a career, because the time almost near to situate my life. Had some kids, a wife, and maintain things in the world that's nice. I'm her son, her oldest one, I gotta earn. She did her part, and now it's my turn to take care of her just like she did me. But that's impossible in the penitentiary. Day by day, I always see others. That's why I dedicated this jam to my brothers.
I'll keep it going, big swag.
Don't stop.
I'll keep it going, big swag.
Don't stop.
I'll keep it going, big swag.
Don't stop.
So we can stack those center blocks and take it to the top. I'll keep it going, big swag.
Don't stop.
I'll keep it going, big swag.
Don't stop.
I'll keep it going, big swag.
Don't stop.
So we can stack those center blocks and take it to the top.
Get your education, it's very necessary. It can save you from jail or even the cemetery. Be smart, don't follow your friends, cause in the end, they laugh at independent men. Lucky me, finally face reality. Change and rearrange my life so I can be a better person with a better way of living. Stop all the drama going back and forth to prison. I got wise, open my eyes and realize I can't survive if my mind ain't made to strive and do right and elevate two planes of height in the night. And I must win in the fight.
I'll keep it going, big swag.
Don't stop.
I'll keep it going, big swag.
Don't stop.
I'll keep it going, big swag.
Don't stop.
So we can stack the center blocks and take it to the top.
I'll keep it going, big swag.
Don't stop.
I'll keep it going, big swag.
Don't stop.
I'll keep it going, big swag.
Don't stop.
So we can stack the center blocks and take it to the top.
I'll keep it going, big swag.